From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Trump pushes to limit legal immigration.
This legislation demonstrates our compassion for struggling American families.
President Donald Trump Wednesday endorsing a measure to dramatically reduce the number of low-skilled immigrants admitted to the United States and introduce a merit-based point system.
The RAISE Act will reduce poverty, increase wages, and save taxpayers billions and billions of dollars. It will do this by changing the way the United States issues green cards to nationals from other countries.
The measure would cut in half the number of green card residence permits issued to about 500,000 a year. It would also do away with a visa lottery and institute a points-based system that would take into account applicants' skill level and ability to speak English and earn a living. The measure is coming under much bipartisan criticism in Congress, with some economists and immigration advocacy groups arguing it will hurt the economy. Russia has reacted strongly to President Trump's decision to sign into law measures sanctioning Moscow for its Ukraine policy and alleged meddling in last year's U.S. election, a charge it has denied. Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev warned it ends hopes of improving bilateral relations. He also called it a declaration of economic war on his country. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked if Mr. Trump believes Russia interfered in the election.
The president's already said that himself directly at the press conference in Poland.
Actors may have been involved
as well, but he doesn't dispute the fact that Russia was, and he said that in Poland at the press conference.
Russia has already retaliated by seizing two properties in Moscow used by Americans and ordered hundreds of diplomatic personnel out of the country. This is VOA News. The United States, Britain, France, and Germany have called Iran's recent rocket test inconsistent with a UN Security Council resolution and asked the UN chief to investigate it. Quote, "This launch, therefore, represents a threatening and provocative step by Iran." Now, that's the letter sent Wednesday to UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres and the President of the Security Council by the United States on behalf of the four powers. Last Thursday, Iran announced that it had successfully fired a rocket carrying a satellite into space. The launch followed the U.S. move in July to increase economic sanctions placed on Iran for its ballistic missile program. Thousands in Guinea took to the streets Wednesday in anti-government protests, including opposition leader Selou Dalein Diallo. He called the turnout a massive success, saying protesters are fed up with the government of President Alpha Conde, including the crackdown on dissent, and they are demanding an end to the impunity. They also called for the running of delayed local elections. Two U.S. soldiers were killed and four others wounded when their NATO convoy was attacked in Afghanistan's troubled Kandahar province on Wednesday. Pentagon spokesman Jeff Davis gave no details, but the Taliban claims one of its suicide bombers drove an explosives-packed vehicle into the convoy. Dozens of buses carrying thousands of jihadists and refugees left the Lebanese border region Wednesday, bound for rebel-held Syria under a ceasefire deal with the al-Nusra Front and Hezbollah, which backs the Damascus government in the country's civil war. A truce was reached last week after several days of fighting inside of Lebanon near the town of Arsal. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said he plans to convene a new assembly to rewrite the country's constitution Friday. Mr. Maduro also rejected a charge by a British voting technology firm that Sunday's election was manipulated. The country's electoral council chief called the allegation irresponsible and baseless, but the head of the Smartmatic, Antonio Mujica, said there is no question in his mind.
Based on the robustness of our system, we know without any doubt that the turnout of the recent election for a National Constituent Assembly was manipulated.
The country said more than 8 million voters cast ballots. The opposition, which boycotted the election, said the total was less than half of that. Amid declining poll numbers, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe Thursday reshuffled his cabinet. Taro Kono is now the new foreign minister. Mr. Abe, on track to be the country's longest service leader, has been hurt by allegations of favoritism, which he has denied. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.